Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
When Harry Palmer told me how he'd signed my name to an order on the firm for £1,000, I was appalled. I couldn't think of anyone I wanted to tell but Jeff. So I went to meet him at the aerodrome and ran head-on into Stella Bronson, throwing her arms round his neck. Then later, after I'd talked it over with Harry, it seemed perfectly in order, and I stopped worrying. But last night, Jeff called. Aunt Harriet was out, and Palmer's gone back to his flat, so I was alone. Jeff says he's positive Palmer didn't buy any shares. And if he did, where are they? I'm heading for the office this minute. One way or another, I have to find out. I'm sorry to keep harping on the subject, Harry, but, about that O'Halloran Davis pastoral stock you bought for me, shouldn't I have the actual share certificates?
Yes, of course you should, darling, but give them time.
Why?
Well, when you buy stock, it always takes a while before you get your hands on the scrip, if you get them through your broker.
Now, how long does it generally take?
Oh, depends on the transfer books and so on. I'll shake them up if you like, darling, but what's the point? What are you worrying about?
Oh, I'm not worrying. I just want to see something for my thousand.
That's only natural. When I do get them for you, where do you want to keep them?
Oh, at the bank, I suppose, with my other securities.
Well, why don't you let me shove them in the vault here, save you messing about?
But there's no point in that.
Just as you like, Petal. The moment they come along, I'll let you know. It shouldn't be more than a week at the most.
If they're not here in a week, there'd be something wrong, wouldn't there?
Oh, definitely.
Neither do you.
I wish you would. There's always something incongruous about an angelic creature as pretty as you running about with a couple of ledgers underneath her arm. That's my job. Oh, where are you off to?
Hairdresser.
What about lunch?
Tomorrow.
Okay, off you go. Oh, tell your hairdresser if he doesn't do a good job, I'll come along and scalp him.
Bye.
I have a week to lay my hands on £1,000 and turn it into O'Halloran Davis stock. 7 days.
Stella, it's a long time since I've talked about you and me personally, isn't it?
Yes, Benny, it is.
Can't you see the writing on the wall? What's the sense of batting your brains out after a chap like Pilgrim? He's a one-woman man. Marcia's his one woman. And any time now, those two are going to patch it up and start all over again.
They never will. Never.
You're only going to hurt yourself.
Jeff may be a one-woman man. That's one of the things I like him for. But he's also the sort of person who keeps his word. He's asked me to marry him, and he'll stick to it.
How can he? He's not divorced yet. That's Marcia who's suing for it. Palmer won't be able to produce those shares. Marcia will see the light. And what do you think will happen then?
Jeff will marry me just the same. He wants to. I know he does.
But Marcia will hang on to the man. She'll have a shocking time with herself for a few weeks. And then, bit by bit, she'll start listening to the little voice inside her saying, "Keep him. You can make up for what you've done." She'll call off the divorce, and what's Pilgrim to do then? Commit bigamy to marry you?
He could still divorce her.
On what grounds? If she wants to, she can hold him for life. And don't kid yourself, Stella. Marcia's a very attractive young woman. You two, you're about even. Of two totally dissimilar types, you're a pair of striking girls.
Thanks.
And Jeff must have been pretty much in love with Marcia in the first place, or they'd never have been married.
You can talk till you're black in the face, Benny, but you'll never make me change my mind. Jeff will never go back to her.
Listen, Stella. Just suppose you were in Marcia's shoes. Suppose you'd lost a husband who'd loved you, and you wanted him back. Couldn't you do it? In spite of everything?
Benny, will you please shut up?
Sure you could. You'd have 100 ways of getting him back. And so will Marcia Pilgrim. She's well off. She can keep herself as attractive as it's possible for a woman to be. She can devote her time to meeting Jeff by accident and looking better than anyone else in the room.
Benny, I said, will you shut up?
And she can do more than that, Stella. She can whisper to him, I'm still your wife, Jeff Pilgrim. Come back and live with me. You loved me once. Love me again.
No, 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 no. Shut up, do you hear me? I won't listen. I won't listen to you. I won't. He won't go back to her. He'll never go back to her. Never, never.
Hello, Palmer. Long time no see.
I tell them to show you in, but if you imagine you're going to make any trouble, Pilgrim, you'd better have another think about it.
I've already done a lot of thinking about it, Palmer. And I have quite a surprise for you. I've had this rat race. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I should keep after you until one day I can show you up. But, as I said, I've had it.
Just what's on your mind?
I'm here to offer you an easy out.
An easy out of what?
You've had a wonderful run for your money. You've given me a pretty good run for mine. But now, boy, you're getting to the end of your rope.
If it's not too much to ask, Pilgrim, how do you make that out?
We've got you close to the hambone over those O'Hara and Davis pastoral shears. You've only one chance of producing a sheaf of scrip by the end of the week. And that's by pulling more tricks. You're at the stage where you can only get out of one hole by getting deeper into another one.
I don't know what you're talking about, but go on.
While you're still on top here, you might manage to raise enough money to get some shares in time, and then raise some more to cover that, and so on. Then you go deeper and deeper, until one day you won't be able to see over the top.
I'm touched by your concern.
I always hope to show you up in one nice, dramatic exposure. Yeah, but I have to hand it to you. You've been too shrewd.
Is this going on all day?
It's for Marcia's sake. I don't want her too closely involved with you when we do catch up. You see, she's gradually coming to her senses. You could go to her tonight with a bundle of scrip, but it wouldn't be the same as 6 months ago. Peterson, the cashier here, is wondering about you over that check. Puller knows every move you make. Angela Tennant would like to see you eaten by wolves, and her diary is still in existence.
Is it?
It had better be. If it's not, Angela Tennant will sing like a canary. It amounts to this, Palmer. You haven't a friend in the world.
Except Marcia.
For how long?
You came here with a proposition. What is it?
Tell Marcia the whole story from first to last, in front of as many people as I want present. And you'll be allowed to clear off without being charged.
How do I know if I did what you said, I wouldn't be arrested right on the spot?
My word? Pullers? Marcia? Take it or leave it. If you weren't getting so close to Marcia, you wouldn't be getting this chance. I want this affair cleaned up right now, when she won't be hurt too much. Not this week, next week, the week after, just whenever you make your final blunder, but right now. Better make up your mind. What's it going to be?
I couldn't get away without a few quid.
You can walk, can't you? Come on, what's it to be? Get off scot-free now or hang on a bit longer and get 5 years. You won't get away with it forever, Palmer.
You'll have to give me time.
You're on the run. I want an answer now.
Look, let me think about it. Oh, just a minute. Come in. What is it, Freddy? Oh, thanks. Delivered by messenger. All right. Just a jiff while I read this, will you? It may be urgent.
What is it? Well, what is it?
Nothing you'd be interested in.
Is that why you're tearing it up?
Pilgrim, do something for me, will you? Get out.
I see. Sticking to your guns, eh?
Sticking to your job. Sticking to your wife. As you say, sticking to my guns. Get out. I'm not interested. I haven't heard a word you said. Miss Faulding, this person is leaving. Will you show him out? I got your note all right, Stella. You playing some sort of game, or did it mean what it said?
It meant exactly what it said.
Just why would you be lifting a hand to help me at this stage?
Listen to me, Palmer. You want to marry Marcia, don't you? Well, I'll do anything to keep Jeff Pilgrim. Anything. If I get you out of the mess you're in over those shares, and you don't make another step out of line, they'll never catch you. Not in a million years.
What can you do? Not that I'm admitting I'm in a hole, mind you,
I can put you on top again, Palmer. And I will. On one condition.
Uh-huh. And what's that?
You have to do exactly as I say. Now listen carefully, because I don't want to have to go over this again. I'm not letting Jeff down. Not really. This is only until we're married. Oh, I know what I'm doing now is terrible. But the moment Palmer's married to Marcia and Jeff to me, I'll produce the diary. It's only for a few more months. Yes, but the risk I'm taking. If Jeff ever finds out, I'm done for.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.